Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. Well, now I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. Well, now I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever struggled to forgive someone who hurt you deeply? Or maybe you've been on the other side, wishing for a second chance, but unsure if reconciliation is even possible. We've all been there. Broken relationships, lingering pain, and unresolved conflicts can weigh heavy on our hearts. But what if I told you that reconciliation has the power to bring freedom, healing, and even unexpected joy? Today, we're diving into a powerful truth. God not only calls us to reconciliation, but He also shows us how to walk in it. Through His love, we can restore what was lost, heal what was broken, and step into a life of peace. Let's explore together what it means to be reconciled, to God, to others, and even to ourselves. The topic is the power of reconciliation. And our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19. All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and He has committed to us the message of reconciliation.
Hello, my friend. I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start with a story that moved me deeply. It's about a man named Chris Carrier. When Chris was just 10 years old, he was kidnapped, stabbed, and shot in the head. Miraculously, he survived, but his attacker was never caught. Decades later, Chris, now a grown man, was told that the man who had assaulted him was still alive but elderly and blind. Instead of seeking revenge or ignoring the news, Chris did something radical. He went to visit the man, took care of him, and even forgave him. Before the man passed away, Chris shared the love of Christ with him, and he accepted Jesus as his Savior. What kind of heart does it take to do something like that? How does someone find the strength to forgive and reconcile with the very person who tried to destroy them? The Bible tells us that reconciliation is at the very heart of God's plan for humanity. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 to 19 says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. You see, reconciliation is not just about patching things up. It's about restoring what was broken and bringing life where there was once pain. First and foremost, God desires reconciliation with us. The entire message of the gospel is built on this truth. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5 verse 8. Sin had separated us from God, but Jesus stepped in and bridged the gap. Imagine if God had chosen to hold our sins against us instead of forgiving us. Where would we be? But through Christ, we have peace with God, Romans 5 verse 1. Have you experienced that kind of peace? Or are you still holding on to guilt, fear, or the belief that you have to be good enough before God will accept you? Let me remind you, He already has. His love is waiting. It's one thing to accept God's forgiveness, but let's be honest. Reconciling with others can be tough. We've all been hurt. We've all had people disappoint us, betray us, or even deeply wound us. But Jesus calls us to take a different path. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 to 24, Jesus says, "Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. In other words, God values reconciliation so much that he wants us to make it a priority, even over religious rituals. He's saying, go and make things right. Who in your life do you need to reconcile with? Maybe it's a friend, a family member, or even someone at work. It might not be easy, but let me tell you, there is freedom in forgiveness. Holding on to bitterness doesn't hurt the other person nearly as much as it hurts you. I know what you might be thinking, but what if they don't deserve it? What if they hurt me too much? My friend, forgiveness is not about what they deserve. It's about what you need to move forward. Jesus didn't wait for us to deserve forgiveness. He gave it freely. Think about Joseph in the Bible. His brothers sold him into slavery, left him for dead, and yet, years later, he embraced them, wept with them, and told them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." Genesis 50 verse 20. What would it look like if you let go of past hurts and trusted God with your heart? Take a deep breath. Now ask yourself, is there someone I need to forgive? Is there someone I need to ask for forgiveness? Am I allowing pride or fear to keep me from making peace? Remember, reconciliation doesn't mean ignoring what happened or pretending everything is fine. It means choosing healing over resentment and love over pride. It means trusting God to bring beauty from brokenness. As you go today, I encourage you, be bold, be brave. Take that step toward reconciliation, whether with God, with others, or even with yourself. There is power in forgiveness, and there is freedom in letting go. May God's peace fill your heart, and may his love guide you as you walk in the power of reconciliation. Have an amazing day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of reconciliation. Thank you for reconciling us to yourself through Jesus, for loving us even when we didn't deserve it. Lord, help us to walk in that same spirit of grace and forgiveness. Where there is brokenness in our relationships, give us the courage to make peace. Where there is hurt, bring healing. Where there is bitterness, fill our hearts with love. Teach us to forgive as you have forgiven us. Soften our hearts, remove our pride, and let your peace reign in our lives. May we be instruments of reconciliation in our families, friendships, workplaces, and communities. As we go today, may your mighty hand uphold us and may your peace and blessings fill our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Blessings to you. See you next time.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 and chapter 2. And for the evening, Mark chapter 11 verse 1 to 19. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins. But rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.